First of all, I would like to thank the organizer for giving me the chance to participate at PASCO. It's a great thing for me. And the topic of my talk is the higher symmetry of gravity and the connection of this symmetry to cosmological constants. The higher symmetry is understood in the sense of recent development in the differential geometry, which is stuff connected to gerbs, abelian, non-abelian gerbs, and higher groups, two groups, and categories. Cosmological constants problem can be roughly described as the perfect cancellation between zero-point density energy's contribution of quantum systems and the cancellation by the cosmological constant term, and why this cancellation is not exact. Probably a new fundamental symmetry is needed, and in fact I propose to consider this new symmetry as the higher symmetry in the sense of category theory. What we should do? We should categorify such a basic things like symmetry group, smooth manifold space-time structure, also description of quantum systems, and gravitational interaction with quantum system in space-time. What does it mean, categorify? It has quite a precise meaning in category theory, but for us it is enough to say that we just use categories and topoi, which are special categories, to describe all these constituents. And as a result, the consequence of the categorifying is a possible resolution of the cosmological constant problem. So first I say something about differential geometry stuff, two groups, two categories. And secondly, I switch to the description of the gravitational interaction with quantum systems in space-time, which is mainly based on the work of Christopher Isham on topoi. And as a consequence, the cosmological constant problem can be solved. Why to consider higher groups? The most natural region for talking about this is the trial to build holonomies on surfaces. Usually holonomies are defined along a path, which is just assignment, a group element to the path, and such that when composing paths, we should be able to multiply holonomies, and taking reverse path means taking reverse holonomy in group G. We can holonomies we can describe as a functor, which is a functor from so-called P1 groupoid to group G. Such a P1 groupoid is a kind of structure, a category whose points are just points, whose objects are just points in manifold M, and morphies are thin homotopy classes of smooth paths in M. Also, equivalently, we can define holonomy as a by in terms of one form in values in G-valued one forms, where G is a real algebra corresponding to the big G Lie group. So we have to solve the we have to solve these equations, and just put for G over T, and just put the initial condition where G from T0 is identity in the group, and the solution for T1 is just holonomy assigned to the path. The main theorem which governs this situation is one-to-one correspondence between smooth functors from P1 groupoids to group G, and G-valued one forms A on M. Now we switch to the holonomies over surfaces, and we should consider, to have similar result, we have to consider two categories, two groups, and two groupoids. And two category, roughly, it is a category which has a set of objects like these points, a set of morphies between the object like these arrows, and a set of two morphies between one morphies like this, we say, two arrows. This simple, but however, we have to require some consistent condition. So we should compose morphies, and we should also compose two morphies in two ways, vertically and horizontally. And this composition has to, we have to be sure that this diagram is a well-defined two morphies. Two group in a similar way can be defined as a category whose objects are these arrows, and morphies are these two arrows. Equivalently, we can say that two group is a two groupoid with just one object. The main example of a two group, which is not smooth but is a discrete, is a group is a two group of automorphies of any category C. The objects of this two group are inverted functors from category to from category C to the same category, and morphies are natural isomorphies between these inverted functors. This is the analog of the ordinary permutation group defined for sets. Equivalently, we can define two group as being determined by the system GHT alpha, where GH are Lie groups and T alpha are special actions which are defined below, and G is the Lie group of objects of two group G, H is a group, Lie group of morphies of our two group, which starts at identity, and the morphism T from H to G simply assign the target of the arrow to each morphies from H, and also it has to be defined action alpha of G on H, which is given by this equation. And the cross module is the above systems, which also fulfill these two additional equations, which are called Pfeiffer identity. And very important thing is that every two group from, say, smooth class of two groups is determined by some cross module. This is non-trivial result, but very important for us. And also we can consider differential form of a cross module, which is given by small g h dt d alpha. Okay, to express correctly the categorical contents of higher holonomies, meaning holonomies over surfaces, we should define path two groupoid, which is analogous things to path one groupoid for one holonomies. So objects of this path two groupoids are just points of our manifold M, and morphies are thin homotopy classes of smooth paths from 0, 1 to M. And two morphies are thin homotopy classes of smooth maps from square to M. It is a very natural geometrical object. And the main theorem which describes the situation with two holonomies is the following. There is exactly one-to-one correspondence between smooth two functors from these two groupoids on M in values in with values in two group G. This functor sent assigned to the path holonomy of this path, to the second path also holonomy of this path, and to the surface in two group it assigns two holonomy in our two group. So there is one-to-one correspondence between such a smooth functors and pairs AB, which are pairs of differential forms. A is a G-valued one form and B is a H-valued two form on manifold M. The additional condition has to be satisfied. Two groups in string theory. Given a two-group G, one can try to build two young Mills theory based on this local group of symmetry. And it was indeed performed by Bias and Bartels, and is still developed. So when G is a smooth, the connection coefficient contains two form B and one form A, and when H is a U1, this is the case of B field two form and H field three form appearing in the Neuwirth-Schwarz sector of 2B string theory. Two bundles with general two bundles with connection correspond to non-abelian jerks, which are much more general objects than the case of string theory. Okay, what is our motivation for considering this this kind of things in gravitation? There exists some two-group G such that if gravitational interaction with quantum systems in space-time are 2G symmetric, are symmetric with respect to this higher group, then the contribution of the lowest energy modes of quantum systems to cosmological constants exactly vanish. And thus the fundamental symmetry of gravity should be one based on some two group. How to achieve this? This is not very okay. The program behind this construction. The first thing, any quantum system in space-time deforms local structure of space-time at the level of geometry, smooth structure and categories. The modification is performed via the special category, which is topos of pre-shifts, which I will describe for a moment. This is basically construction made by Doering and Isham recently. And when interpreting the theory of a quantum system in the topos as above of pre-shifts on Nye-Hope, which we call the spectral topos, the theory can be formulated semi-classically. This is the main motivation for using this kind of categories in this construction. Moreover, we can add gravity as propagating. We can describe gravity as propagating in the topos. And this gives us the possibility that external gravitational field interacts with quantum system by semi-classical internal modes obtained in point two. The discrete prototype of this higher symmetry is the two group of automorphies of the category of spectral topoi, which I also try to describe later. We can build two young Mills theory based on the smooth version of this automorphies of categories, and it gives some constituent of the Neuwirth-Schwarz sector of string theory. What did Isham and Doering? To any kind of theory of physics, quantum or classical, we can associate the topos. The topos is the spectral topos, as I mentioned above, and basically this is the category of pre-shifts on abelian algebra of abelian unital algebra of operators, bounded operators defined on some Hilbert space corresponding to the quantum system. In the case of classical theory, the topos is set and no deformation of local smooth structure on manifold happens. So this is the description of this pre-shift topos. Why to assign a topos to a quantum theory? As I mentioned, the topos gives us the description of this quantum system as semi-classical. The reason for that is the space of states In the topos is a Heiting algebra, which is a distributive one. In the case of quantum system, the algebra of projection or closed subspaces of Hilbert space is a non-distributive lattice. And losing non-distributivity means in the topos means that the uncertainty principle does not hold any longer. And however, the intuitionistic logic is crucial here. And this is also some point of view in foundations of mathematics. Okay, what we can say about quantum systems first time? When quantum systems is described in space-time, that the spectral topos of the system deforms local smooth structure of the manifolds, and moreover, we try to describe gravity as propagating in this topos. Also, we have to internally describe change of local patches. Okay, adding gravity to the topos is not a trivial task. However, it was performed in the case of smooth topoi by Mordic in 91. So it can be done basically. And as a result, gravity, in fact, interacts can be described as interacting with the semi-classical internal modes of the system in our spectral topos. For a quantum harmonic oscillator, this means, in particular, that the lowest energy is zero in the topos, and the contribution to the vacuum energy vanishes. And let us consider the category of all spectral topoi and geometric morphism between these, and the higher symmetry two group, which is relevant for the gravitational interaction in this framework, is automorphism of this category, and the smooth version can generate also Nieuwe-Schwarz, some part of Nieuwe-Schwarz sector of Sustring to be. Second part of the cosmological problem, constant problem, is why the cosmological constant is not zero. How to achieve this in this framework? There is an approach to exotic smooth structures which appear in four dimensions, which are specific to four dimensions. And this exotic smooth structure can be described. There is an approach which describes this exotic smooth structure by local modifications of smooth structure on manifold by topoi. And additionally, the non-zero value of cosmological constants was obtained by Asselmeyer, Maruga, and Rose, which would be relevant for our approach. So let me resume. The cosmological constant problem, this proposition seems to be promising approach. This is a part of the broader activity toward finding an environment which could modify quantum mechanics and general relativity, allowing for the reconciliation. No use of supersymmetry or higher dimensions is needed here. And new symmetry of gravity emerges, as described by these two groups, of enlarging the group of diffeomorphies, and the tools which we use here are based on recent tools work out in the framework of differential geometry, which because from that point of view this is not so much surprise that these are relevant also to gravity and some bibliography. Thank you very much.
Any question? Can you explain, like, if you were talking to somebody that doesn't know math, like me, so why your symmetry takes care of the cosmological constant problem, like very intuitively, if possible, because, yeah.
Yeah. This is because of the using of the construction of Isham, who shows that when taking topoi, the spectral topology of a quantum system, the quantum system can be described semi-classically. So when we do it for any quantum system, we need some kind of symmetry which cancel the choices which we made in this construction. And this symmetry is just automorphism of this group of this topoi. And this is automatically higher group. Basically, this is the point.
Again, I would just like to go back a bit about the physics of this. Do these considerations have any effect on the Casimir effect, which is associated with zero-point energies? I mean, there are some physics, there is physics associated with zero-point energies, like a Casimir effect. Does this in any way influence that sort of thing? Because I can't see it. I mean,
yeah, this is a really good question because we don't modify here Casimir effect. The point is, the only modification is relevant for gravity interacting with quantum system, not just for pure zero-point energies and behavior of between zero-point energies. This is similar to considering in string in brain models from string theory when gravity propagate in the bulk, and but standard model is confined on the brain. So this is gravity is sensitive for higher symmetry, but fields quantum fields not. This is
we should move on. I think. Thank you very much. Let's thank.